Hi, this is Fitz from the Burlesque Fest, and you're listening to Cabaret Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Happy birthday.
Hi, this is Fitz from Burlesque Fest, and you're listening to Cabaret Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Radio may contain scenes of nudity, sexually suggestive scenes, coarse language, and high levels of sass, which may result in the removal of clothing and loss of inhibition. Listener discretion is advised.
I got two words for you. Pussy avalanche.
Pussy.
Gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, it's Cabaret Radio with Teddy Smooth! 2 days after the sexy, sassy burlesque fest, Teddy and E-Rock are still in recovery! But not for long, because tonight we celebrate E-Rock's birthday! And helping in the celebration, we join Warless in studio live! Plus, E-Rock presents Random Festival Soundbites. As always, upcoming events, I'm Eric the Birthday Boy Carberry! And now, here's Teddy!
Oh, yes. Thank you very much. Oh, you over there. I like you.
Woo!
I saw you at the Burlesque Fest, didn't you? Yeah, we did see each other. Hello.
You're
all right.
The Burlesque Fest.
All right. Settle down. Settle down. You guys are quick to settle down. I like it. You're very attentive today. I like that. How's it going, everybody? Welcome to Cab Radio this Tuesday night. Oh, my. What a weekend we had, E-Rock. What a weekend it was.
God. Where to begin?
Where to begin? Well, we can begin with boobs.
Boobs and boobs.
4 days, 16 shows, 3 side shows a night. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no, wait. There was a lot of penis, actually.
There was.
Well.
There was some unexpected penis that I wasn't expecting and has shows like that go, it just kind of goes with the flow, you know?
So, to the ladies, you know, next year, if you didn't make it out this time, it's not all boobs. There is some penis to be seen.
Definitely some penis this year. Four straight days of penis, in fact. It was just an incredible time, and I just want to start off the show with a big congratulations to the whole VIBF, the Vancouver International Burlesque Festival Board, for putting on such a great show. We had some chaotic moments, but everything came all together, and I think overall it was a resounding success. Mm-hmm. Thursday was almost sold out. Friday and Saturday sold out, and Sunday was almost a sellout, too. So it was just an amazing festival full of people from all over the place. There was Tigger from New York. We had Amber Ray from New York. We had Red Hot Annie from Chicago. We had
Judith Stein,
BC legend, who brought the house down on Saturday. Just destroyed the house. People rushed the stage, and it was just an incredible experience.
Yeah, that's the one I missed. The only one I missed.
It is. Well, you know, you were doing your interviews. You got all working. This. I'm so excited. You have all these great interviews tonight.
Yeah. I've put a few things together. You know, there's a tons. I got so much stuff going. It was unbelievable, really. Everybody was. I mean, it wasn't hard to interview the people there. I mean, we're all self-promoting whores when we were there. So once I stick the microphone in front of a face, the words just kept coming. But, you know, I've edited together a few things. There is going to be a little bit more coming. But what I got today is it's pretty solid, I think. I think it gives you a big, you know, an overall sense of the whole thing, what happened. So
we also had our man on the street, Franklin T. Schneider. Mm-hmm. We don't have any of his work tonight, but we will, again, like Ebrock said, we'll be mentioning and playing some of this stuff throughout the next coming weeks, because him, Ebrock, and Franklin were there all 4 days, just got a whole slew of interviews with some really cool burlesque people, and we're going to get to those over the next few weeks. But
I want to thank everybody too who allowed me to interview them and talk to me, because you were all very great, very gracious to do that for me. It was wonderful. You were all amazing. I met so many great people out there. So
I was in the deep dark.
You were up above in the DJ booth, all on your lonesome. So I had to meet extra people for Teddy as well.
Yep.
So
I was in the deep dark corner all by myself.
It was good though. You got to see all the shows. I didn't get to see all of the shows because I was out. I couldn't interview people while the shows were going on inside, so I had to take them outside to interview. So it's a bit of a trade-off. You know, I got to see everybody, talk to everybody, and you got to see all the shows. So
I got to see some side boob.
Side boob?
Yeah, that was good.
Side penis, side vagina.
Yes, a little bit of all that. It was some good times. And happy birthday to my man E-Rock here.
Yeah.
It's his actual birthday today. If you'd like to call in and maybe wish E-Rock a happy birthday, you can do that. 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Let's get right into one of your interviews, because I'm really excited. I actually don't know what you got. Like Ebrock was mentioning, he was off doing his thing. I was up doing my thing. I haven't really heard much of this, but Ebrock told me that he's got some really great stuff from a lot of the cool performers. So
now keep in mind that it is a little rough still. It was, come on, it was only 2 days ago. So, but like I said, you know, I threw it together, and I think what I got is pretty solid. So,
all right, well, let's get into it. This is the first of a couple we're going to play tonight of E-Rock's interviews at the 5th Annual Vancouver International Burlesque Festival that went on this past weekend.
Get that going up, 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 up. Hello, hello, hello. Test, test, test. Test, test, test. Test, 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 test. Testing. 1, 2. Testing, testing, testing. Test, test, test. Here we are in the... All right. I'm going to let this go. Hope the shit works this time. Motherfucker. Didn't work last night. Got a little bit. Now my cord's all...
pooped. Now I'm knocking shit over.
I think we're on. I best double check, though. Test. Testing, test. Test. I think it's working. I can't tell. I'll find out tomorrow when I go to re-listen to it and it's not working.
We're back here live in studio.
Hey?
What was that? I thought you were going to get, like, interviews and stuff.
Well, yeah, there's still a little bit more. Like, that's just the start. Like, that was... I was testing the equipment to make sure it was going, but don't worry, I got more stuff. Like, that's not it. It's totally... Just
play. I left this in your hands, E-Rock, and...
No, I know. Well, play that next one. Play the next one that I gave you. Like, that was supposed to come right after type of thing.
All right, well, this is, again, another interview. Well, I don't know what that last one was. Certainly wasn't an interview, but this is E-Rock at the 5th Annual Vancouver International Burlesque Festival. Part two, let's hope this one's a bit better.
No little glowworm go.
So walking down. We're about to get into some action. Find somebody to talk to. How you doing?
Yeah.
Good? Smells like pot in here. Well, not too bad, how are ya? Oh! Hey, well, wait, get over here. So here we are at the Vancouver International Burlesque Fest. We are talking to...
Shabubi Bibarella.
Valerie Vintage.
Dark Chocolate.
Oh.
Cotton Candy.
Miss.
Rosemary Spice.
Bod Barker.
This is Lace Cadet.
Evil Bastard.
Sandra Sanders.
Kevin Security at the Rickshaw Theater.
Who I am, I'm Steph.
No comment.
Alexis.
Calliope Cock.
Champagne Sparkles from Cheesecake Burlesque.
Dennis.
Miss Bea Rose from the Starlet Harlots.
I'm Megatron.
Corbetta Kurz.
Teddy Smooth.
Molly Lushbottom, also from the Cheesecake Burlesque Review.
Dapper Dan from the Starlet Harlots.
Dr. T.
Little Miss Riz.
Lucas D. Chadwick.
I am Mules Marinara.
Bloody fucking Betty.
Little Love Rock.
I'm Diamond Minx.
Mama Fortuna.
Bobby Whiskey.
I am Fitz, Michael Fitzpatrick. DK.
I'm Karen.
Vagina. Madam May I?
Kirk.
This is Blue Morris.
This is Johnny Bongo.
My name's Yum Yum Doll. And I must say, E-Rock, you are way better looking than your friend Teddy Smooth.
What? What? What the hell is that?
What do you mean, what's that? That was some quality interviewing. Like, I got all their names. It's pretty good, right? And you heard at the end there, too?
Yeah. Yes. I'm really glad I put you in charge of this project.
Well, no, like, well, I don't...
I mean, I know it's your birthday and all. I'm supposed to be nice, but that was kind of crap, E-Rock.
Well, fuck, man, like... Give me a break, for Christ's sake.
Well, I don't know. I put you in charge of this, and...
What do you want from me, man? It's my birthday.
You got a bunch of names in there? Like, wow, that's really...
You know...
It's pretty special. Great work. Great work, buddy.
My girlfriend invited all those people over to see me, and you wouldn't let me out of the room to come down and enjoy my dinner. I was doing this for you, like...
And that's the best you got?
No, it's not the best I got. I mean, there's a couple more that I've done.
All right, well, I don't think I can take any more of that great reporting right this minute. Plus, we have to get to our band Warless that's coming in.
Okay.
We've had them on before. They've been in the studio recording, and they've come... I think they're going to play a few tracks they haven't played.
Awesome.
I'm just... in case you're just tuning in, CITR, and you heard that, I'm a little embarrassed for Cab Radio.
Whatever. All you had to do was sit upstairs in a DJ booth, standing all in the one spot for the whole night, and ooh, and you got paid every night. I didn't get fucking paid. It's stupid.
All right, well, we're gonna take a break. Obviously, E-Rock has some issues that we have to take care of before we continue on with the show. But make sure you stick around because more great clips to come.
Whatever.
Plus, Warless is coming through to celebrate E-Rock's birthday.
Stupid.
All right, well, we'll be back here on Cab Radio, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca.
Another night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro, and I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pit my power against your brains any day.
What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
My name's Fire Phoenix, and we're heating up the show with the Vancouver International Burlesque Fest. We are live here with Capilano Radio.
Close.
What is it? Cabaradio. Cabaradio.
Yeah.
Cabaradio. Well, that's a cool name. With you and DJ Teddy Smooth.
You gotta have boots if you wanna impress tycoons and roofs. You need boobs to fill out a sweater. You need two, but three might be better. And that's one in the back for dancing. Do, 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 do. You gotta be stacked. Hey, you gotta be grouped, individually packed. For with boobs, you can start a romance off. Make a man stand right up and take his hat off. I know it doesn't rhyme, ducky, but it does keep me legitimate. To make a bull paw the earth and mutter, even a cow has to show her udders. You gotta have boobs. B-O-O-B-S. Some push 'em up, some stick 'em out, and some keep 'em flapping in the breeze. Some tie them down, because if they don't, they would hang down to their knees just to tease. You've gotta have boobies if you want men to offer diamonds and rubies. Why, even a tennis player would knock his balls out over the net for a chick who fills each cup until it falls out. Big, small, or medium, or oversized, they've all got that flavor and it's homogenized. You gotta have boobs. B-O-O-B-S. Now some have enough, and some have too much, and some like me could stand a whole lot more. Some are like watermelons, and some are like grapes, and some are like knobs upon the door. What's your score? You've gotta be filled. Two fried eggs will never grab him like grapefruits will, and they're both breakfast foods. But listen, girls, don't try to fool your lover. Remember, he can go to Goodyear if he wants rubber. Some men are leg men and some are behind men. But if he's a boobs man, even a blind man will find him. You gotta have boobs. B-O-O-B-S. You think it's easy to write songs like this? Lots of research. Just think, if all us girls had boobies with fluoridation, we could take the cavities out of a nibble a day keeps the dentist away. Altacockers like big knockers. This goes over great in Israel. You've gotta have boobs, so be kind to your flat-chested friend. Tomorrow she may be bigger than you are. You start out with A cup and wind up with E cup. Silicone's a girl's best.
I'm
Champagne Sparkles.
And I'm Via Rose.
And I'm Dapper Dan.
And Lolly Lushbottom.
And you're listening to Cabaret Radio on CITR.
And you're listening to Cabaret Radio, and I hope you're enjoying yourselves.
I who have no one,
adore you and want you so. I'm just a no one with nothing to give you but all. I love you. He buys you diamonds, bright, sparkling diamonds. But believe me, when I say that he can give you the world, but he'll never love you the way I love you. He can take you any place he wants, to fancy clubs and restaurants, but I can only watch you with my nose pressed up against. I who have nothing, I who have no one, must watch you go dancing by, wrapped in the arms of somebody else, when darling it's I who loves you.
His final performance, Tigger from New York. That was the song he used for his final performance. He was playing a disturbed old burlesque woman who turned into a burlesque man. Tigger from New York. He went all four nights, performed, hosted. He was just he brought a whole new level of burlesque performance to Vancouver, I think, for the 5th annual Vancouver International Burlesque Festival. If you're just tuning in, this is Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. We're celebrating E-Rock's birthday.
Yo!
Yeah. E-Rock, what did you think of Tigger? You got to see a lot of him as well.
Yeah, I got to see a lot of Tigger. He was great. I mean, his showmanship was unbelievable. I was lucky enough to actually introduce his debut show here in Vancouver. He was part of the Pink Flamingos burlesque, the first show of the festival. And he was such a nice guy backstage. It was kind of random. I mean, I'm walking backstage there, and he's got somebody bent down while he's bending over, writing help on his ass, and he's got a little red clown nose on his penis, and he's talking to me, just saying, like, yeah, so we're going to have a good show, and looking forward to this, and all right, can't wait. And it was really eye-opening, to say the least.
Just in case you were in the last break, me and E-Rock, he promised that he had some better interviews coming up, so we sort of made up a little bit. We had sort of a little tiff there, but we got, we talked to Warless in the green room. They kind of settled us down. Mm-hmm. They bring that sort of calming little bit to the show. And I'm sorry I yelled at you a little bit there, buddy. I just thought, it's your birthday, and I was just a little upset because those first couple interviews were a little bit weird.
Do you think they heard that handshake on air?
They felt it, my friend.
Maybe we should kiss.
No, we shouldn't.
Okay, the
burlesque festival is over.
Right.
Maybe if the burlesque fest was still going on.
Sorry. It's my birthday. Can't I get what I want?
You can't have me, buddy.
Damn it! I'm out of here! Oh, wait.
I know you had some offers at the Burlesque Fest. Men and women.
Men
they were
and
like in the
women.
P90X E-Rock version.
Yes.
That's for sure. We have some other voices in the studio in case you just are like, who are those people? We have Warless back. Welcome back to the studio.
Thank you, E-Rock.
We had you guys here a little while ago. We liked you so much, and we thought, hey, we'd bring you back for E-Rock's birthday. We have Rick here. We have Keith, Heather, and Joe.
Howdy.
Hello. Hello.
How are you all doing?
Fine.
Now, Keith, we've talked about you a little bit. You designed our new poster. You designed our new poster, which we're using as our new postcards and our new business cards there. Have you seen them around town?
I have had at least three messages texted to me with pictures of the beautiful posters.
There you go.
On beautiful telephone poles.
You're like me. You're not afraid to talk about your work as being beautiful. I like that.
I was referring to the telephone poles themselves.
Oh, okay.
The work I like.
Beautiful telephone poles.
Yeah.
So beautiful. Did
we had that much more beautiful with Mr. Linemover's art.
Now, you guys have been in studio since we last chatted and heard from you. How's that whole process been going?
It takes a while. It's tough work, but it's exciting work. I'm going to let Rick talk, actually.
Rick, how's the studio process? We were talking a little bit earlier. You said it's been a bit different, you know.
Well, it's our first time in the studio, so it's a bit of a learning process. But we're in there with some good people. We're in with Scott Bell, known with Buffalo Swans, the band Buffalo Swans. So he's been kind of guiding us through, but we've also been kind of flying by the seat of our pants at times. But the beautiful thing is we're all pretty positive and happy people. So even when it gets a little difficult.
Now, what's been the biggest thing for you, for the difference between, you know, doing lots of live shows to getting in a studio? What's the main difference there?
You have to do it right when you're in the studio, I think. You have to do it properly.
Later, guys.
You can kind of get away with more on stage just because of the whole the energy and the momentariness of
white noise.
The stage. Yeah.
Now, I've done a lot of theater versus sort of film, which is sort of like being on stage versus in the studio. Now, how have you found sort of the energy levels? How have you brought that up when you don't have those thousands of swarms of women and men screaming at you?
Well, that's a challenge, I think, when you're in the studio, is because the one track that eventually gets chosen is the only track that everyone's going to hear. So for them, they're expecting it. They're thinking that it's the first track and it was a great track and there was angels looking through the windows and everyone was in a positive, uplifting mood. They don't realize that it might have been the 34th track. It's 2 a.m. in the morning and you're ready to, you know, pack it in, you know.
Well, the guy in the booth is like, can we hear that again, please?
Yeah. I don't think we even know exactly how a lot of our songs exactly go. And then all of a sudden one day somebody says to you, oh, pick an exact format, and so suddenly you're in there going, oh, well, you know, we kind of jam this bit out, and sometimes we do this ending, but eventually you have to pick one, carve it in stone,
and, you know,
sometimes it doesn't work on an album.
No. So, but the beauty, I think you have to realize is that songs are just simple snapshots of that moment in time. That's the way we played the song at that moment then, and there's no reason why we can't release another album the next year with the same song played differently, or, you know, so nothing's ever carved in stone. I don't know where I'm going with that.
You know what I found about what I found about going in the studio was it really tightens you up as a band as well, because of that sense that you've got to kind of figure out, okay, this is my part and this is the part you're playing. So
it's boot camp.
Yeah,
it is, definitely.
Now, did you guys have to play stuff separately? Did you have to do that sort of? Did you find that a little bit weird, or did you play it all together as a band?
The old school Neil Young way.
Well, we wanted to do that. We wanted to do Life on the Floor, and we actually had Heather, Keith, and Joe in one room together. But I was locked away in a little tiny little sound booth strapped down with microphones and cables and stuff, and that's what I found somewhat difficult, because we're a very close band and we feed off each other and we communicate with each other visually and verbally and, you know, orally. And so in that situation we were a bit disconnected from each other, but you can still hear each other through, you know, the microphone. So
now you're all here live. Maybe we'll get to one of your songs and talk a bit later. I did want to say hello to Heather's grandma, who may be listening here on CITR 101.9. Hello, Heather's grandma. I'm glad you're tuning in tonight. What are we gonna hear first from you guys?
Let's do Open Road.
Alrighty.
Thank you. first met you, I knew I'd get you. Based upon your natural compassion I saw within your eyes. You got me like black coffee, I got you for like the morning dew. Ain't no big surprise. It ain't no big surprise. Boom, boom, boom. So my, but I'm on the fly. In front of the darkness, both sides. Life keeps flowing away. But as I turn to give my goodbyes, I stumble and fall back into your eyes. Ain't no road that beautiful. Ain't no road that beautiful. I got love like the moon stars, reggae beats on the bass guitars, comfort and love of my friend. But as I turn to give my goodbyes, I stumble and fall back into your eyes. Ain't no road that beautiful. Ain't no road that beautiful. Woo! But I'm on the fly, found no darkest boat to tie. Life keeps floating away. But as I turn to give my goodbyes, I stumble and fall back into your eyes. Ain't no road that beautiful. 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 Beautiful, oh, ain't no road that beautiful, ain't no road that beautiful.
I messed up the solo. Sorry.
Well, I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
That's live.
Okay, can we take that take again, please?
Yeah, you see what we're talking about now.
I think you guys are going to have to replace that guy over there. We got a studio
really
musician.
Though, dude.
I can
really
get up against the hi-hat and my foot on the desk.
Postering ability is awesome.
In case you're just tuning in, we're listening to Warless here on Cab Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Catch our podcast on CITR.ca or also on iTunes Store. Search CITR.
That's damn it!
Dash
Cavalry. I was just looking at the guitar player. We were doing something.
We were communicating.
That was good, Ewok. Once again, just the continuation of tonight's interviews. I know it's your birthday, but we got to pick up the level of professionalism a little bit here.
Yeah, whatever.
In case you want to phone in and join the conversation, wish E-Rock a happy birthday, 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. I also quickly want to say hello to Mama Rels.
Ah.
Her big boy, Rally Rels, is having his birthday in about 14 minutes. So just want to give a shout-out to Mama Rels for doing right, pushing out that baby.
Mm-hmm. He's a big boy, too.
He's a big boy. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with Warless.
Do you have an approaching test or exam and need help studying? Well, it's time to prepare yourself. The Study Van, www.studyvan.com, is a 100% free website dedicated to helping you achieve excellence. MCAT, history, chemistry, French, math, biology, the Study Van covers it all. Tools are provided so you can create your own study group and do what you need to do. Ace your exam. The Study Van will help you help yourself. Give it a shot. You have nothing to lose, as once again, it is a 100% free studying resource. So remember, when you need to study, go to the Study Van, www.studyvan.com.
Mm-hmm.
guns and bombs and war. You shoot up your mind. The truth behind your faith, I find a little tricky to find. And if you think that your theology is the only way for them and me, well, you must learn to not turn, but for the love of all kinds. Yeah. And you with your critical eye, who tried to condemn my mind, well, you will find that it can grind your heart hate down to bone. And you will learn that I can turn your heart hate into stone. While you still hold that book above those bombs and expect peace from the fire, and you still throw your pennies at poor people's prayers and say that they vote in your favor. No, 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 no. A little woman spoke to me about love in the sky and the new world order. The fate of hate to die and Jah be willing when I'll get high. So I got a lot of love in me. Shape, for hate, for wait, for day, for life in the sky and the deep blue sea, for it, for that, for them, for those, the place I stay and the places I go. And it don't matter what they say, my baby. It don't matter what they do, my girl. It don't matter who they are, my baby. It only matters that you decide who can be you. It only matters that you decide who can be you. It only matters that you decide who can be you. Guitar. Raise your mind above that madness. They'll attempt to bring you down. Well, they may try, but don't let die. That's what love is within. And in our never-ending ologies, I pray that we may find one love for all, life for all sorts of kind. So I ain't waiting for grace to come knocking. And I ain't waiting for hate to run away. I ain't waiting for the first of the second comments. You got to be the change that you want to see. You got to be the change that you want to see. You got to be the change that you want to see.
Listening to Rick Keith, Heather and Joe of Warless.
Ow!
Heather, you must be boiling over there. I'm in a tank top and I'm hot, and you're in your leather jacket over there.
Can you pass me the bottle opener?
Christ's sake, I need a drink.
In case you're just tuning in, E-Rock is celebrating his birthday.
Bottle opener!
We've been listening to his... What are you doing?
Grab him a bottle opener.
Okay, all right, buddy. All right, he said, phone in 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. Now, talking about the studio earlier, was there any song that you guys have played that was surprising to you in the studio that was, like, extra hard to get right in the studio that you'd played live sort of 1,000 times and sort of, you're like, what the hell? We can't get, like, it's, was it hard?
Heather?
Yeah, we tried to record all right, and it was not all right. It was all wrong. It was all wrong about 17 times, and we gave up. We decided not to include it on the album, and we replaced it rather quickly with Island Girls.
Island Girls. Yeah. I like that song.
Thank you.
We do too.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, no, we did.
Even
we
after
made,
that.
We made a change. We made a change. In progress, we had to kind of, you know, change things up a little because of how things were going.
We're just doing an EP, so I mean, I think we're doing six songs on it, and we had about 17 or 18 songs to draw from. So it wasn't too stressful a situation where we didn't have anything else. But All Right was we decided to build the album and base the songs sort of on the concept of an album. So when we pulled out All Right, we had another song, Island Girl, that was similar in feel and such that we could put back in there. And
what made All Right that much more difficult, or what made it difficult to record, or what made it different?
Joe?
I think it was a matter of kind of a really having a really good sound engineer and a guy with his own sort of vision. And I'm not trying to put it like, you know, lightly or whatever. I mean, he's a really brilliant musician. He had his own vision. We had our own kind of vision for the song, and it seemed like those two were kind of butting heads, so it was just time to just step back from that one and go with one that we knew was a sure shot, and that was Island Girls, which we can all play in our sleep. So, yeah, and it worked out great. I mean, that song was really good to play, sounded nice, and everybody who goes to our shows love it. So I think in the end, it was a blessing in disguise.
And when are we going to anticipate this album dropping?
We're going to say approximately the beginning of July.
Beginning of July.
Beginning of July.
And
you heard it here first.
We're going to have
beginning of July.
Breaking news!
There might be an album release. And are you going to have like a big, do the whole big album release party sort of thing?
I think we are. We've been playing regularly at the Corduroy Lounge in Kitsilano for the last year, and they're a good crew of people there, Eugene and Rebecca and Kayla. And so it's a small place. It probably fits 50 or 60, but we get a good group of people in there. So I think we'll just have a nice little fun one in there and have quality over quantity sort of thing. So probably we'll have one there. Eugene's probably just hearing this for the first time.
He's like, yeah, what?
What?
You gonna play where?
Around July sometime? July.
You get your beer, Erock?
I got my beer, thanks, man.
All right. We got some interviews that Erock got.
Does anybody else need a beer? One.
I'll take one, too.
Two. Three.
Of course, we're not having them in the studio, but that's, you know, just how we roll here at Cab Radio. We also got some more interviews to get to from Erock and the 5th Annual VIBF Vancouver International Burlesque Festival. We got that. We got upcoming events coming up that we're going to actually be taking a live phone call, I believe. Someone phoned in earlier. I don't remember his name, but he said he had a big event he wanted to talk about on Wednesday. So we're going to be taking a phone call right off the top of upcoming events. So stick around for that, because this week you would think after the Burlesque Festival that it would kind of slow down a bit, but it's actually picked right back up again. So it's pretty crazy. Lots of upcoming events this week, so stick around for that. That's coming up in just under 10 minutes. But first, let's maybe get into one more song, and we'll take a little break, get some interviews with Erock. What are you going to hit us up with this time?
We've got The Long One.
The Long One, all right. I like that. Is it called The Long One? The Long Road?
No.
Actually, the argument over what to name it is a long one as well.
Is it a new one? We haven't heard this before?
No, we haven't played it here yet. This one's called Conversation Between a Man and a Woman.
Okay.
This is, in fact, a conversation between a man and a woman.
And where did it actually... Where did it come from?
Well, if you want to be specific, it is about a certain woman, a certain Kiwi woman, but I won't get into details.
A certain Kiwi woman. Do you say Kiwi?
Kiwi. New Zealand.
Like, yeah, New Zealand.
It's just about... Two people. It's about a man and a woman talking in the morning.
All right.
In bed.
Maybe in parentheses it can say the long one.
The extended one. I just got it.
Wordless here on Cab Radio. Take it away.
All right. Can I get rid of these headphones? Creeps through the window, cross a bed to your feet. Touches your toes that curl up in the heat. Sunday morning, easy like a Commodore song. You lay across my back, whisper in my ear. Play me one more slinky love song. Lay me down on the floor. Kiss me long like you did last night. And if you're lucky, well, I just might give it up to you. Give it up to you. Well, I'll give it up to you. Eyes of green, I believe what they see. Beyond into the unseen, I'll give it up to you. His mind of gold, flesh and blood, but can be bought or sold. I'll give it up to you. Every rock I've ever owned, for your kind of stone, for your kind of stone, I'd give it up to you. I'll give it up to you. Well, I'll give it up to you. This body of brown, if you will sing me to sleep after it's all gone down, I'll give it up to you. My direction's home, if you'll agree to believe that a heart can be a home, I'll give it up to you. Well, I'll give it up to you. Well, I'll give it up to you. Yeah, I'll give it up to you. I'll give it up to you. Heart and soul, full like the moon and slightly out of control. Spinning like a cordu on the offshore breezes. Can you hear me through the air? Can you hear me in the trees? I'm giving it up to you. Yeah, I'm giving it up to you. Give it back to you. 49% of full control of a life at full speed, of the rocks and of the roll. I'll give it up to you. Every verse and every song, and I'll play my music loud, and I'll play this guitar long. I'll give it up to you. 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 Heart and soul, full like the moon and slightly out of control. Spinning like a cordu on the offshore breezes. Can you hear me through the air? Can you hear me in the trees? I'm giving it up to you. Yeah, I'm giving it up to you. Giving it up to you. Well, I'm giving it up to you.
sing a story of soul. Sing a little longer. Sing a little louder. Sing a little louder. Oh, 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 oh. Dance a little longer.
Guest starring on the bottle there.
In a little bottle.
You're listening to Camp Radio with Teddy Smooth. E-Rock's over there. We got
like
we got Warless in the studio. We got to get to a little business, but you guys stick around for one more song, just a little bit. All right, we're going to give these guys a little bit of a break. We're going to get some upcoming events and also pay a few bills here on Camp Radio. We'll be back with upcoming events just after these messages. After these messages,
we'll be right back.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m., it's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesdays, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Mama Fortuna,
I'm Voodoo Pixie,
and I'm Bobby Whiskey,
Diamond Minx,
and you're listening to Cabaret Radio, CITR.
Declared warless. Just chill out.
Who is this?
This
guy?
Is a warless zone.
Well, what do we do now then?
What are we gonna do now?
What are we gonna do?
This is upcoming events with Teddy Smooth.
All right, we're gonna start off this week. We actually just got a phone call. I'm not really sure. He didn't really tell me his name. Hello, caller.
Hey, Teddy. It's Robin. How are you?
Robin of Batman and Robin.
God, nobody knows who I am unless you talk about that guy.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? It's Robin. Robin, you know, the tights and all the good times.
How are you this evening? It's been a while since I've seen you.
It has been a while. That's why I wanted to give you a call and tell you I'm having a show.
Robin, you're having a show?
Well, I'm hosting a show. I'm hosting a show over at Falcon Eddie's. We got some burlesque dancers and this amazing band. They're so sexy and so rockin'. They're called Cheek.
Why are you hosting a show, Robin? Without me?
You know, I like to fight crime, but I'm a people person. I want to make people happy and show them good times. And I mean, I don't want to sit in the Batcave all day and roll around with Batman. It gets boring after a while. I want excitement. I want people.
It's understandable. Tell everyone about your show then tomorrow night.
Well, guys, tomorrow night I'll be hosting on Commercial Drive at Falcon Eddie's. It's 1812 Commercial Drive. I'm sure most of you know it. They serve up great sausages and drinks.
Sausages. I hear you like a great sausage, Robin.
I love them like Falcon Eddie's sausages. Why don't you bring your sausage down to the show tomorrow and check it out?
I might bring my buddy Batman. I don't know if I'll show up, but Batman might show up for a little while.
Well, if E-Rock comes down, I might buy him a birthday drink.
Sweet talker!
Happy birthday, buddy.
Hey, thanks so much. Ooh.
Yeah, so I'd love to see you guys if you come down tomorrow night. We'll start the show at 9. burlesque dancers will be dancing, the band will be rocking out some tunes, we'll even be handing out some capes to make sure everybody else gets nice and dirty and enjoys the show with us.
So 9 p.m. Falconetti's tomorrow night, hosting burlesque. Is there going to be a band?
The band is Cheek.
Cheek.
They play sort of like funk rock, bit of hip-hop going on in there, and they got some extra special tunes. I might mention the name, the movie Orgasmo might be where they got some of their wonderful tunes from.
Well, it sounds good, Robin. We're going to probably see you there tomorrow night, then. I'll see if Batman wants to come and come down and join and maybe have a few drinks with you.
Let's see him come and watch me steal the show.
All right, Robin. thanks very much.
Okay.
We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks for the show.
That is Robin. He's going to be starting 9 p.m. at Falconetti's tomorrow night for the first upcoming event. Moving over to Friday, May 14th, our good friend Big John Bates and the Voodoo Dolls will be at The Bourbon. That's at 50 West Cordova. They are presenting a new show. They have some burlesque beauties, including Crystal Precious, Lola Frost, Voracious V, and Villainy Loveless. Villainy Loveless always complains that no one can get her name wrong. I don't know why it's so hard. But that's her name. Early show, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. sharp, because they have a show afterwards. So come check out Big John Bates and the Voodoo Dolls this Friday, 7 p.m. doors, 8 p.m. show at The Bourbon. Moving over to Friday, still the same day, but a little bit later at midnight at the Rio Theater. Big Trouble in Little China and Escape from New York, double bill, hosted by Cabaret Radio's own E-Rock.
Gonna get my snake on.
Now, as Alex of the Rio wanted to know, is it the black tea for Snake or the white tea for Jack from Big Trouble Little China?
Well, I guess you're just gonna have to come on out and find out for yourself.
That was a good sell. Big Trouble Little China, Escape from New York, double bill, midnight at the Rio Theater on Friday. Go check that. E-Rock is going to be hosting. Sure to be a good time. Saturday, we're going to move over to Saturday. Saturday, May 15th, starting at 5 p.m. Season 4, Bout 2, Roller Derby in Vancouver. Yes, that's going to be going down at the Minu Arena in Richmond. It is the Faster Pussycats against the Riot Girls. That's going to be a good matchup. Mm-hmm. And the Bad Reputations will be taking on a visiting team, which is still to be announced.
Ooh, I love those ones.
We had team. Susie Shameless on the show a couple weeks ago, and we actually secured what is going to be on her belly that night, and it's going to be My Meat Pie. That was the winner by Megan.
I was able to write Be My Meat Pie while she was jumping up and down on her stomach, and you can see the photos of that on Cab Radio Facebook.
Cabaret with Teddy Smith on Facebook. Those pictures are lovely. Very, very lovely.
It says, Be My Meat Pie.
Be My Meat Pie. So, moving over to...
It look like it.
it's a great drawing. She was shaking at the time, so E-Rock's drawing is a little bit better than that. Moving over to Sunday, and always on Sundays, Kitty Nights. This week, it's Kitty Nights' High Voltage. This week, Little Miss Wrist, Maggie Pie, Burgundy Bricks, and a couple new people, Fearless Flirtation and Lotus Love. It's always interesting to see what the new people come up with for names. As well as Go-Go Skills of Hanna-Barbaric, Dynamic Fun with the Professor, and a special guest DJ, DJ K-Tel. Yes, I won't be there this Sunday. I'm out of town. So DJ K-Tel will be taking over, spinning the tunes. And K-Tel always has his 45s out, so it's bound to be a good time. That's Kitty Night. It's High Voltage. Doors at 8, show at 9. One more thing I wanted to mention, which is actually an ongoing show. It's going to be going on until May 28th. That is the Broadway musical, The Wild Party. That's going on at the Anza Club. If you haven't heard of The Wild Party, look it up. It's a great story. It was based on a poem that was banned in the 1920s that got revisited throughout the years. And it's a great, great story full of sex and seduction and all sorts of violence and just that underground seediness that makes oftentimes a very good story. So go check that out. That is the Broadway musical The Wild Party, live almost every night at the Anza Club, all the way until May 28th. That is upcoming events for this week. Back in studio with Warless. Do you guys have any shows coming up?
Keith?
Do we ever?
Do you Teddy. Ever? Thank you very much. Saved me there.
It's now our new radio voice.
We okay. What do we got coming up? We have starting this next Thursday, the 20th. We are going to be back at the at Corduroy, which is our regular thing. That's at what is it? 1943 Cornwall, I believe. Down on the beach and
right
Kits
beside
there.
Flying Wedge Pizza.
Right by the pizza place there. And then Kits. So we'll be doing that and hopefully kicking into a regular thing at Corduroy for the rest of the summer.
Eugene's
going yeah, you heard me, Eugene. Regular thing, rest of the summer. And then we got June. We just actually got asked a few hours ago, so I'm breaking news. June 20th at the Rowing Club. Vancouver City Limits is going to have their sort of annual all day long festival, and it's going to be at the Rowing Club right down there in Stanley Park.
Great musical festival.
It's going to be awesome. All day music down on the water, probably starting around noon. As I said, I just heard about it a few hours ago. So details to come, but we'll be there on the 20th and then June 30th at the Railway Club.
Sounds good. At the Railway Club.
June 30th is at the Railway Club.
Awesome. I love that place.
My favorite place.
I love that place. Yeah. Now, before we get back to one more song for you, we do have to get to one more of E-Rock's interviews. Just to give a little taste of, you know, the first couple, in case you're tuning in, the first couple E-Rock put together were... they were a little bit on the weak side. I don't know. It just sort of was missing a little bit of pizzazz. But we had talked about, like, what burlesque meant. And last week's show, we interviewed those people from, like, Yale Town and Main Street and Commercial Drive. They had some pretty... I mean, that Yale Town girl said it was fat chick stripping, which, obviously, you saw the 4 days. It's totally not that.
There's some. But... it wasn't, not all of them.
E-Rock making friends on camera.
I found though that with that they didn't really know too much about burlesque, so it was really hard for them to really classify. But this was good. I managed to get out there and ask a lot of these people in the burlesque scene what burlesque really truly meant to them. So it was. I hope you enjoy it. It was just a little. One of my beauties that I've done.
They can't see you doing the
quotation
right.
However,
it's radio.
I feel pretty confident you're going to like this one.
I don't know after that. All right, this is E-Rock live at the 5th Annual Vancouver International Burlesque Festival, asking people at the festival what burlesque means to them.
Hey, I got a quick question for you. What does the word burlesque mean to you?
Let's fuck shit up.
Let's fuck shit up.
It's like cabaret with more feathers and girls.
Burlesque, in my mind, is theater in the British Victorian era when Gilbert and Sullivan and all those other people were very popular on the stage, and that was referred to as burlesque. So burlesque really had its roots in just theater, and then I think it was taken in different routes in the early teens and the 20s and 30s, and then they thought, well, let's just get people taking their clothes off.
The definition of burlesque is to make fun of.
More fun stripping. It's like more comedy and less fake tan.
It is a platform of artistic expression that encompasses such an incredibly wide variety of artistic, of artistic expression. People can do everything from...
What does the term burlesque mean to you?
Fake blood and throwing gobbets of chicken into the audience, and that is burlesque.
Burlesque is modern day feminism. It's an outlet for people like me who naturally just love taking off their clothes.
Bottom line, boobies.
Body confidence, first and foremost, just being comfortable with who you are and exactly how you are and shake what you got. It's a beautiful thing.
It is a freedom for a woman to be able to get on stage, or a man, and say, this is who I am, this is what I think is sexy.
Innovation, art, beauty, and absolute, absolute fantastic entertainment.
Burlesque means to me a lot of female empowerment and just a lot of women getting on stage with all different body types, all different ages, all different skill levels.
Burlesque means sexy, sassy, happening, boobies and ass.
Don't forget the cock and balls.
I forgot about the cock and balls, and I do apologize.
It's beautiful in a great twisted way. The amount of not just boobies, but there are boobies.
Disturbing. Disturbing at the best.
Well, that was a bit better.
I told you, like, You're just gonna give me a chance.
It's like you're warming up here. You're giving us a little bit of.
Well, yeah, it was supposed to be kind of like a story form. It was all gonna work itself together, but you didn't really give the starting ones a chance there to work together.
That was good. I liked, what was that one, throwing chicken skins?
Yeah,
on stage?
A bloody chicken skin.
Bloody Betty.
No, it wasn't Bloody Betty. Oh. I believe that was actually Diamond Minx.
Oh, wow.
Who threw that one out.
That doesn't seem like Diamond Minx style.
No, it doesn't.
Chicken skins?
Chicken skins and bloody things.
Now, we have one more to get to. We're going to get to it in a little bit, but what can we expect from the last one?
This is the one that I really went all out. I asked a lot of questions. I really got... It's more of kind of the underground, the stuff that you're not going to hear on any other radio station, pretty much, is what I'm trying to get at. I don't want to say too much more about it. I want it to be a surprise. I really feel confident about it, that it's probably one of the better pieces that I've put together. And, yeah.
All right, well, I'm feeling confident after that last one. The first two, it was a little shaky. But I'm feeling a bit better on this one.
Warm it up.
I'm looking forward to it. E-Rock's got one more coming up here on Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth. One more interview from the 5th Annual International Burlesque Festival right here in Vancouver. It all happened at the Rickshaw Theater last Thursday up until this Sunday. We were both there. I was DJing. He was going around taking interviews. He's got one more to get to. We're going to get to that in a little bit. We got Warless here in the studio. They're going to do one more song for us as well. But first, we're going to take a short break just to... make sure the studio doesn't get mad at us. We're going to pay some bills, and we'll be right back with Warless.
The North by Northeast Music and Film Festival and Conference takes over Toronto once again, June 16th to the 20th. North by Northeast showcases the best new music from around the world across dozens of genres. Rock, hip-hop, punk, country, blues, electronica, singer-songwriter, and more. It's your chance to catch breakout performances from tomorrow's stars. 5 days, 50 stages, over 600 bands, plus 35 great music-related films, all for only $50. Wristbands are now on sale. Also available, full festival passes for North by Northeast industry conferences featuring celebrity interviews and networking sessions. The North by Northeast Music and Film Festival and conferences, June 16th to the 20th, taking place in the heart of Toronto, Ontario. Visit www.nxne.com for tickets and up-to-the-minute festival information.
Hi. This is Lace Cadet, and you're listening to Cabba Radio on CITR.
Back here live in the studio, we have, that's okay, go on. We can get it all warmed up here.
I got my G.
We got the birthday boy E-Rock over there. That's his yo-yo-yo on bottles. We got Rick, Keith, Heather, and Joe. We're here with Warless. You may remember them from several shows ago we had them on. We decided to have them back since we had so much fun with them last time. And E-Rock's celebrating his birthday. And what better way with some positive, good, loving music. We heard a conversation between a man and a woman. Is that what it was called? Yeah. We also had UBU and their song Open Road. You guys have... an album coming out somewhere in July, hopefully.
Beginning of July.
We're going to have a CD release party. You also have some upcoming events.
Yes, we do. Do you want me to repeat them?
I do want you. That was the point.
Okay, so we got this Thursday, this coming Thursday, the 20th. So a week and a half from now at Corduroy in Kitsilano. And then we got June 20th at the Rowing Club down in Stanley Park. And
Vancouver
then June
City
30th.
Limits.
At the
Railway Club.
And those are both Vancouver City Limits shows.
There we are.
For those of us who smoke weed on occasion and are probably going to forget that soon, where can we find you guys and hear more about that?
Nice.
Warlessmusic.com. Thank you, birthday boy.
Hey!
You guys are tight with that stuff.
Haven't had too many yet, have I?
Warlessmusic.com.
Warlessmusic.com. Can we do a couple of shout outs here, just quick?
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
Play the song, monkey.
Play the song, monkey boy. No, give your shout outs.
We'd like to thank Steve, the creative individual, for loaning us his truck so we could even get here tonight. That was awesome. Thank you, Steven. We would like to, of course, thank Teddy Smooth and E-Rock, and especially a happy birthday to E-Rock. Thank you very much for having us on the show.
Thank you guys. It's always a pleasure.
And we're actually going to invite E-Rock on the bottles. Join us with the bottles on this side. So he's going to be playing G on the... Let's do it. Okay, I'm going to dedicate this song to my new nephew who's just recently come into this world, Evan Haywood. Or not Evan Haywood. Evan, this song's for you. Lindsay and Kurt, this one's for Evan. Okay, this one's called Contemporary Blues. Songs of revolution, or am I a revolutionary? These simple songs are for your spirit and its eternal quest to be free. These aren't the days for serving too many, these aren't the days for serving just one. These days I count as my blessings, I thank God for the rising sun. And I don't want you to think I don't care about you, but I've heard your lies too many times on the television news. And you keep giving me contemporary after your compassion's a too fair big box blues. How can you stand there and plan there and land there and find there a human right to choose? Yeah, take your hand off me, land off me, while you stand on my freedom, it's like just you abuse. You're giving me the blues, so we rock, contemporary blues. You're giving me the blues. These aren't the hands of building fences, nor will they ever take up arms. These hands are meant to be holding the love with which my memory torments me. These aren't the lights to promise heaven, then to conquer laterally. Our lives are born to be lived, each one blessed equally. And I don't want you to think I don't care about you, cause the same sun that rises on me, it's rising on you. So please stop giving me contemporary arbitrary, your compassion's a too fair big box blues. How can you stand there and plan there to land there and find there a human right to choose? You take your hand off me, land off me, while you stand on my freedom, it's not just to abuse. You're giving me the blues, contemporary blues. You're giving me the blues. Guitar. Contemporary arbitrary, your compassion that too fair, big box blues. How can you stand there and plan there and land there and find there a human right to choose? You take your hand off and land with me while you stand on my feet and it's not just to abuse. You're giving me the blues, contemporary blues. You're giving me the blues. Shalla da 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 boom ba, 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 shalla da 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 da. Thank you, guys.
That is the band. Warless. Featuring E-Rock on Beer Bottle.
Bowels!
You guys should think about picking up a fifth member.
Yeah! Depends on how much it costs.
That could make the tour.
We can get him to...
It was funny, actually, because I was talking to the doctor who we have on the show every once in a while, and he's actually thinking of making something out of the bottles, something maybe round that sits on a stand that you can actually sit there and spin, and it's got the different notes to it, and make it into a musical instrument of some sort, and try it out on the...
Who knows? Could be the next big thing!
Concept. Could revolutionize the music world with bottles.
It's one... Giant leap for mankind. Oh, wait. That's not how it goes.
Just like your interviews.
Oh, God. Okay, but honestly, the last one.
Last one, are you sure?
Positive.
All right.
You'll love it.
We're going to get to that just after that. Many thanks to Warless for coming in and celebrating with us. Rick, Keith, Heather, and Joe, check them out at warlessmusic.com for all their future dates where they're going to be performing, as well as you can check out any of the music, including the songs they played tonight. All those. Is the long one on your website yet?
Yeah,
a conversation.
Yeah, an acoustic version.
Parentheses. Yeah, there is. All right, sweet. I like that one.
Demos are on there. Demos are on there.
And they're going to be dropping a CD sometime in early July, so make sure you check out that as on whatever way you check out music information. Facebook.
Well, my interviewing skills are really rubbing off on you.
I know. I'm a little confused. You're too close to me. It's making me uncomfortable.
Sorry, you wearing that tank top is...
I know, it's hot in here. Heather finally took her shirt off.
Hello, Grandma.
Hi, Grandma. I want to also shout out to Relly Rels, since now it's his birthday. So happy birthday, Relly Rels. We got Heather with her shirt off. We got Keith over there. Many thanks to Keith for putting together our posters as well and our business cards. Yeah. Check those out. Cab Radio with Teddy Smooth on Facebook. You can check out all the drawings, including check out his website, which is
www.fineweber.com.
Thank you very much. We got Rick and Joe. Thank you, gentlemen and lady.
Thank you, boys.
Thanks.
Warless, warlessmusic.com. We'll be back with E-Rock's final interview of this show. We have many more to come, but his final one for tonight.
I know, I do just quickly want to say that next week, you know, you didn't give me much of a break for my birthday, and I threw these together, and... But there's still tons more stuff that we got from there, so I'm going to edit together some good stuff for next week as well. So for all of you out there listening that didn't hear yourselves on this show, too bad. I mean, there might be a chance next week.
CITR 101.9 FM, this is Cabaret with Teddy Smooth. Check out our podcast, CITR.ca. Also on iTunes, just search CITR.
-Cabaret Radio!
Yes, he gets it. We'll be back with E-Rock's final interview and some more music before we close off the show. See you then.
Good one. Are you going to go to something now? Are you going to... It's probably... You
gonna
actually do something?
CITR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, The Kiss Store, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
This is Johnny Bongo. You're listening to Cabaret Radio on CITR FM.
Hello, this is Alexis, and you're listening to Cabaret Radio on CITR CA. Cunt.
Back here live in studio. What? C word. What are you talking about? We didn't do that. We're going to get back here with E-Rock's final interview of the VIBF 5th Annual International Burlesque Festival. E-Rock, this isn't your final one ever. It's just for tonight.
No,
we have many more to get to. What can we expect from this one coming up?
Well, you can expect a lot of... undercover work. I really got in deep.
It's a long one. 6 minutes.
It is. It's a little longer, yeah.
So must be really good.
Well, it is. It is. I got to talk to a lot of people. I got to really find out what's going on in the community with burlesque. It was, you know, it was hard to actually stop these people from talking. So I, that's all I'm going to say.
All right. Well, this is E-Rock's final interview for this show. Stay tuned in following weeks when we'll have Franklin T. Schneider's interviews as well as more from E-Rock. But this is his interview from the 5th Annual Vancouver International Burlesque Festival. We'll be back with a little bit more music just after this.
I'm into anything I can get.
Great show, by the way. It was, I was just commenting on that, I haven't commented on it yet. I'm still actually working on the whole interviewing skills thing. It's, she's a ho-po show.
Maybe. I refuse to actually identify myself.
That's okay.
In a certain circumstances, I don't believe that it's necessary to reveal my identity unless I really know who you are.
I think it's necessary to tell everybody, you're standing so close to me, I'm touching your boob right now.
And that's probably happened about 400 times prior to this, but he's acting all shy. Oh, I'm Easy Rock. I haven't touched a Jenny Magenta's boob.
And there's Miss Red Hot Annie, who is, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Excellent, excellent. What else do I want to ask you? I don't even know. I just have a radio show. They'll give one to anybody. It's too stoned for this right now. Great. Now, I got a quick question for you guys, because I've been asking a lot of people, and I'm kind of new to the burlesque scene myself. Teddy took me on board to help him with Cabaret. I don't know if it's helping or what yet, but... we need the listeners to know.
I don't know if you can see this, but she's feeling him up right now.
Something just came up. I'm not sure if it was me.
You hate your job.
I hate my job. Thanks a lot, Teddy, for getting me involved in this shit. I quit.
Surrounded by six.
Hello, they're touching my chest right now. My little. Oh, I am so sorry. That's deep. I asked to go deep, and we're going deep. I'm meeting so many ladies this evening. It's hard to keep track of you all. No.
Sad life.
What's been a highlight for you in this so far? Here we are at the 5th Annual International Burlesque Festival.
Well, I hope that worked.
Yep. Yeah, still on. Perfect. I don't even know if it's on or not. I should actually check.
Yes.
I'm going to run away.
No, it is still on.
Our whole conversation of the last 10 minutes has been recorded.
I think it is. Yeah.
Oh, Karen, come back.
Karen, come back. Who are you wearing?
Value Village.
Actually, I love that guy.
Have some drinks.
Shout out.
That's why I try to make fun of myself as much as I can.
Hello. I keep trying to tell all of you girls to stop talking about those sort of things because I have a very dirty mind.
Diamonds.
My name is E-Rock.
Hey, E-Rock.
And you are? I don't even know what the hell I'm doing with this thing anymore. I'm gonna put you in the category of sexy.
All right, I'll take that.
Sexy and sassy.
That's a good category to be in.
Thank you. You're supposed to say I'd put you in that category too. And I'm looking at you right now, and obviously he was hard before he got his pants off, so Chewbacca is stripping. Chewbacca's doing a striptease. I just dropped my radio thing. Don't know if it's still going. I think it is. Beautiful. I'm looking up at Teddy Smooth. Looking good, Teddy. Looking good. Whoa. Chewbacca's got a package like you wouldn't believe. I'm gonna maybe push stop here for a second. We got our new cards made today for Cabaret Radio with Teddy Smooth. Good reaction, Teddy. Good reaction. Man, you don't know how hard this job is. It's... I get...
How hard is it?
It's extremely hard. But I don't know if I can really explain quite how hard it is. Oh, God damn it!
I think your pants are explaining it just
fine. Darling, my boyfriend's away for 4 months, so I understand how hard it is.
I don't think you do understand how hard it is.
Break it up.
I'm glad I wore my tight pants tonight because it's helping hold things back.
Something slipped in somewhere. I don't remember.
Slipping and, it was all for the art of theater.
It's always for the art.
It's all about the art.
When the Magma moved to her room, it's the right time. That girl is pretty wild, yeah. Oh, she's super freaky. Nice moves.
Really slippery there.
See, this is my interview. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about right now. I'm Let's see, what should we say here?
Be gentle.
Yeah.
Nicely done. Very well done. Thank you so much.
Enjoy the...
I guess the festival's almost over, isn't it?
It's over now.
That's so sad.
I know.
Cut. I quit.
We just wrapped it up for you.
Perfect. I don't need any more. Done.
We did good. That's pretty
Very
good
well
after
done.
4 days of not enough sleep.
Yeah, I know. God, I got home at 6 o'clock last night.
Yeah. Like, yes.
Some friggin' sleep.
Last song!
And it's been fun. Now I gotta edit all this shit together. That's gonna be hell on a stick. It's cool though. Got a lot more interviews. Thinking I'll throw this one to the dogs though.
Good night.
Good night from the 5th Annual Vancouver International Burlesque Fest. This is E-Rock and
Teddy Smooth
for Cabba Radio.
Up in the DJ booth. Giving you your last song.
Final spot of the 5th Annual International Burlesque Festival right here at the Rickshaw right here in Vancouver. It's been amazing. Amazing.
Amazing. The ugly lights are on. It's time for E-Rock to get the fuck out.
Wow.
Hey, hey, not bad, eh? Not bad. I mean,
that was
give or take a few sound bites here and there, but I was pretty good, right?
That was pretty special, E-Rock. Did you interview anyone else? Was it just yourself talking on there, or did you actually get any interviews, or are those just coming in the future weeks, or?
Well,
I mean, that was basically 6 minutes of you just randomly saying things at the festival.
Well,
I mean, I know it's your birthday, but...
Well, yeah, we didn't really talk too much before the festival as to, like, what I was actually going there to interview about, right? So...
I thought I left it in your hands to sort of, you know, talk to some people, and I thought maybe you could handle it, but...
Well, I mean, it's my birthday, man. I worked hard getting this for you, and I know there's going to be other stuff next week. There's actual, like, some more interviews. I mean, that was pretty good, though, like a good start to it, right?
It's pretty awesome. Cabaret with Teddy Smooth, CITR 101.9 FM. That was E-Rock live at the 5th Annual Vancouver International Burlesque Festival.
What a time it was!
Looking forward to more of those.
Yeah, yeah.
Coming weeks.
Lots of them coming, too. I got tons of material. It's great.
Hopefully hopefully Franklin has some good stuff.
Franklin Schmanklin. Who's that guy, anyway?
Okay, obviously...
Whatever.
E-Rock's feeling a bit special on his birthday.
Birthday, I'll cry if I want to.
We're going to... kind of close it off tonight. I know it's sort of on a weird vibe here.
Close it off.
But many thanks to Warless.
Yeah, those guys were awesome.
For coming in and playing. You can check out their music, warlessmusic.com. Check out all their songs that they played tonight, including an acoustic version of A Conversation Between a Man and a Woman, in quotations, the long one. That's what I think they should have.
I like the long ones.
Check us out next week and every Tuesday night at 11, CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. You can also find our podcast at that same, you can find our podcast at that same location as well as on iTunes, CITR-Cabaret Radio. Stick around for Cabaret Radio After Dark. Tonight we have Bob Marley. Him and E-Rock have something...
We share some common ground.
Some common ground? What is that?
It's not unbelievable common ground, but it is common ground. Bob Marley actually died on my birthday, May the 11th, 1981, the day I was actually born. And so, I don't know, I feel his soul was sort of passed on to me. That's why we look so similar, and it's... I believe I'm the reincarnation of Bob Marley. Got the
True. I'm putting your reincarnation on at Cab Radio after the complete Bob Marley and the Wailers, 1967 to 1972. That's coming up on Cab Radio After Dark. Thanks so much for tuning in this week. Many more interviews from the VIBF number 5 to get to. And we also have... Oh, tell us about the May... Was it 20... I can't remember the date. In 2 weeks, what do we have? We have Charlie Folk.
Charlie Folk, yes. Let's Folk Cancer. It's a benefit concert for raising money for cancer. And basically, they've got this thing online, which is Let's Fuck Cancer. But they've changed it because they've got a lot of musicians coming out. They've got this folk music thing going on. It's the 29th, I believe. And they're actually going to be on the show on the 25th, coming on a few of the artists that are playing there. They got a bunch of musical acts. They've got Darcy Michaels, who's going to be hosting the night for them, a stand-up comedian here in town, and a few other surprises as well. But they'll come on the 25th and talk about that and give you a little inside scoop as to what's going on.
That is in 2 weeks right here on Cab Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Tuesday nights at 11. We're going to leave you with a song by Jermaine Stewart, once married to Janet Jackson. Kind of fitting. The burlesque weekend is over. And just because it's over doesn't mean you can't have fun, because we don't have to take our clothes off to have a good time. It helps.
We don't.
But you don't have to. See you next week.
Heather Behrens did.
She took her shirt off right here.
On Cabba Radio.
It was weird. She had written on her stomach, said, "I love grandma." It was weird.
I know. I didn't understand that, but hey.
We'll see you next week.
And put your pants back on, Teddy.
Will do.
I'm Candy Apple.
And I'm Cotton Candy.
We're the Sugar Twins. We're listening to CABA Radio on CITR.
This just in, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents CABA Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you CABA Radio.